On episode 640 of the 40 Plus Fitness podcast, we discuss hiring a personal trainer or online coach. You can find the full show notes for this episode at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/640. Have you decided you're ready to make a change? To reclaim your health and fitness, the 40 Plus Fitness podcast is here for you. Each week, we dive deep into health and fitness topics that affect those of us over 40. I'm Coach Allen. I'm an NASM certified personal trainer with specializations in corrective exercise, behavior change, performance enhancement, and fitness nutrition. A precision nutrition level 1 coach, a FAI certified functional ageing specialist, and an OTA level 2 online trainer. Each week, I'm joined by our co-host, Coach Rachel. She is an NASM certified personal trainer and a RRCA level 1 run coach. Let us be your coaches as you find your way on your health and fitness journey. All right, let's go. Hey, Raz, how are you?
Good, Alan. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. It's been a very newsworthy week here.
Oh, really?
There was a massive fire. Of the restaurants over the water. Well, they weren't technically over the water. The apartment behind them was over the water, but their kitchen caught fire. And because these wooden houses or buildings are side by side by side, it took out 4 other buildings.
Oh, no.
And so one of them was a restaurant called Om, which is an Indian restaurant. And we went there to eat, and she was like, we didn't know what her last day is. She's actually retiring from the restaurant business. We had dinner there Friday night, Saturday morning. That building was gone.
Wow.
So she's retiring a little earlier, a couple weeks earlier than she planned. Telling my wife, I'm like, okay, if she's quitting, then I want her vindaloo recipe. Because I can't live without it. Because I had vindaloo. We're recording this, but I brought some of that back, and I kept the sauce, and I had that on my eggs this morning. Yeah, I love it. But she said she's going to be selling sauce and probably doing some pop-up things and catering. So nice. She was around, but nobody was hurt in the fire. But
thank goodness.
It's just, big hotel went down, couple restaurants, an apartment, and a hostel all burned up. And there was a clothing store, kind of a Jamaican-style store. That went down. So that was pretty big news for a little island like this.
For sure. But
they did save the other restaurant because it could have just ripped through. I mean, literally, if they didn't have the skills and the manpower they brought in, it literally could have just burned the whole town.
Goodness.
They're all wooden buildings side by side by side, but they managed to stop it. There's that. And then, of course, you and I, we're going to talk, I think, next week. But we're going to take a few weeks off. I'm going to go on a cruise through the Mediterranean. We're going to see Italy and Greece and I think Turkey and Cyprus. But it's a 12-day cruise. And then we're going to spend some time in Italy to celebrate Tammy and I 10-year anniversary.
How exciting.
Yeah. So I won't be as available. So we won't be doing the hello or discuss for at least a few episodes, probably 3 or 4. So we'll disappear for a little while for that, but the podcast will keep going. Don't worry. I've got some stuff coming up, but I think, we'll have maybe one more before we go on that trip.
That's wonderful. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear about your vacation.
it's interesting because, it's things you think about because, we talk about fit for task and there's this, I guess, a sanatory or something like that, sort of sanatoriany or something like that. Anyway, there's this hill that you have to come up out of the water all the way up to the top where the city actually sits. And, people are walking down. It's walking down takes about 45 minutes. So it kind of gives you an idea of how high up this is. It's switchbacks all the way up. Anyway, you can ride the donkey, but the advice of people who've done it is don't, because you'll smell like donkey for the rest of the month. And then there's apparently a cable car and other things. So I think Tammy's trying to figure out a way that we can go on a water taxi somewhere and then we don't have to walk up it. I could do it. And then, I just moved into a new office. So I'm pretty excited about that. Got all my stuff here finally. I mean, I had overlapping rent for a month and a half because I just didn't have the time to bring my equipment over, but this week I had to because the 15th was the end of my lease. And I was like, okay, I got to do this. So mm-hmm. I brought one of the workers, the guy that works with us at Lula's, and we went over and we carried my desk over together. And then we went to get the file cabinet and I had it on the dolly and pushing the file cabinet. And this guy walks over and I hear him say, and I don't think they know how much Spanish I actually know or don't know, but I don't know a lot, but I knew what they said. And he said that not for $1 million, not for $1,000. He wouldn't do what I was doing. And my worker said, use the word crazy. And at first I was thinking he was talking to him, but then we got in here and got it all in here. And then I realized he was probably talking about me. And so we're walking back and I said, did you call him crazy or me crazy? He just got this big smile on his face, you know? And again, it's just that kind of that fit for task thing. You know, it's a big, big honking file cabinet. You can see it behind me right now, right? Mm-hmm. And it's heavy and it's even too heavy for two people. We managed to get it downstairs, the two of us, and then get it on the dolly outside. And I was wheeling it over, but it was like a gravel road we were on. So it was heavy and it was unwieldy and it was gravel and bouncing around. And yeah, it was tough, but I could do it, you know, and I think a lot of people would just say, no, just hire two young guys and be done with it. But I like that I can do these kind of things.
Oh, absolutely. Crazy is sometimes the biggest compliment.
Yeah.
That's what we like to say in the running world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bruised up too, because like I said, this thing was bouncing a good bit, but mm-hmm. how are things up there?
Great, Alan. I am so happy today. I was able to run a little bit on my treadmill this morning. I think that's probably the first time in, I want to say 4 weeks or so. So I've been off running because of my eye surgery and restrictions. And I think I'm finally back to it. So okay. I can't tell you how excited I am to be moving again. And I am just not made for a sedentary lifestyle. I am just not built for that.
I'm just going to say, mm-hmm. I'm not your coach, but mm-hmm. you start low.
Yeah.
And you do gentle nudges. Okay. So you're not an ultra marathon runner today.
No. So I've been walking, which is great. And just to test the waters today, I ran for just a couple of tenths at a slow jog on the treadmill three times over the course of 2 miles. So it was a very slow start. I just wanted to test the waters without causing any problems. And we'll see how I am tonight, but I'm feeling very optimistic that I'm about ready to get back to it. So that's how it is. Slow and steady.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Always. That's right.
All right. Are you ready to talk about training?
Sure.
Are you thinking of hiring a personal trainer or online coach? When I was struggling with my health and fitness, one of the things that I really, really used as a crutch for a long, long time was the fact that I traveled so much for work. Literally, I was gone all the time. So it was really difficult for me to get organized and get things done. I wanted to hire a personal trainer. And so I looked around, but the problem was I wasn't home enough and I couldn't find a trainer online. They just didn't exist. And the few that did, well, they didn't train people over 40. They were focused on other aspects of fitness that wasn't interesting to me. I needed a good online coach and I just didn't know how to find one, or they didn't exist back then. A lot's changed. So what I did was I actually went through the process of getting myself certified, because I figured if I couldn't hire somebody to do it, I could learn to do it myself. So I went through the certifications with the National Academy of Sports Medicine, got a specialty in corrective exercise, another specialty in fitness nutrition. And then I started working on my Functional Aging Institute certified functional aging specialist. Those were all really about me. Those were about getting myself healthy and fit. And so I actually started training online because I understood that there really wasn't anybody doing what needed to be done. A lot's changed since then. And there are a lot more online coaches and, you know, probably a lot more personal trainers than there were back then. But that was my story. And now there are people out there, but a lot of times people get confused about the difference between a personal trainer and a coach. And so they'll ask me, it's like, well, what do you do that's different than the personal trainer? I think I need a personal trainer. I don't think I need a coach, but I want to take a few minutes today to talk to you about how all this works. What's the difference in those two and what it means? Now, personal trainer is typically someone you'll find in a gym. They're there to meet you and work out with you. They may provide some counseling, but generally they're just there for sessions. You hire them typically for a certain number of sessions in a package, like 10 sessions, 20 sessions, and then they meet with you on certain days and times to basically train you. They may give you some add-on workouts that you can do on your own. They may give you some guidance for nutrition, but generally you're hiring someone to come in and train you. An online coach, although, and maybe even an in-person coach, because there are some people doing this in hybrid these days, but a coach is someone who's going to be a little bit more focused on the holistic health and fitness of what you're doing. So there are very different approaches. I want to talk to you a little bit about how each one works. Now, with an in-person personal trainer, you're going to meet someone face-to-face, and sometimes that's nice. It's nice to have a greeting and you meet someone typically in the morning or in the evening, and you know they're going to be there. So there's a little bit of accountability for you to show up and do the work. But in general, you're buying hours, which is cool because you know they're there. They're there working for you. It's your hour, your thing. Although sometimes they get a little distracted and they might be focused on other things. But in general, they should be there helping you train and keeping you safe. They can also help you load and unload weights. I wouldn't poo-poo that too much. When I was leg pressing and the weights got pretty heavy, it was nice to have a strength coach there to help me load and unload those weights, because it would have taken me a lot longer to get my workouts done. They can also count reps. Typically, they'll grab a workout, they'll have it on a clipboard, and they'll be writing down and counting your reps and helping you keep up with all that. And then they'll likely tell you, okay, we're going to do more weight, put more weight. And so in general, they can push you harder than you probably would have gone on your own. So there's a lot of value in having a personal trainer. In fact, I hire personal trainers when I have specific goal-oriented things that I want to focus on. Like if I want to get stronger, I've hired a strength coach. Thanks, Dave. You got me really, really freaking strong. And when I want to add muscle, I'll hire a coach that's more focused in helping people over 40 put on some muscle. But I do hire coaches for myself, specifically in areas that I want to improve. They keep me focused, they keep me going, and it's very nice to have someone else doing that work and I don't have to do it for myself. Now let's switch over and talk about online coaching, which is more of what I do. Now an online coach is going to be a lot more focused on your overall goals. Okay, so when you train with a personal trainer, they're typically there just to get you a good workout. In general, this should help you lose weight. This should help you with a lot of other things. But in general, they're really just there to help you get the workout. Whereas the coach is going to look across nutrition, sleep, stress management, and not just exercise, but they will also probably give you some workouts and keep you accountable to all of this. And so if you have a broader scope of goals, you might do better with an online coach. There's also the issue of access. When you hire a personal trainer, they're selling you that hour. They're not thinking in terms of selling you an outcome, whereas coaches tend to focus more on the outcome. So you're going to be able to message your coach and ask questions, even when you're not in a training session time. So that's really nice. You know, they may have some office hours or something like that where they want you to send those questions in, but generally you're going to have a lot more access to your coach. The big one here is you also get to train on your own time. When I was training with my strength coach, Dave, I told him, I'm like, I could come in anytime in early morning. I can't come in the evening. He was able to find me a time, but it was really, really early. We settled on 5 a.m. for my workout time. And because he was a really good coach, his schedule was pretty full. And that meant I had to take the times I could get, which turned out to be about 5 o'clock in the morning. So if you're not interested in working out at 5 o'clock in the morning, you might want to consider an online coach, because then you can work out when it's most convenient to you. The other thing is you get to train where you are. So, you know, an online personal trainer, you're going to meet them at their gym, the gym they train at. They may meet you at your place. If they do, they're going to cost a lot more because they have to do the traveling to get where you are. But in a general sense, with an online coach, you get to train wherever you are. So if you're traveling, if you're on a cruise ship, which I'm about to get on, any of those things, these guys will be around. They'll be able to give you a training program. They'll be able to keep you accountable. But you train where you want to, even if it's at home, even if it's while you're traveling. And then again, yes, if you have an access to a gym, they can coach you and train you there. One of the other core things is that the coach's issues are not your issues. So if you're trying, if you're going to the gym, like I was at 5 o'clock in the morning, and your trainer doesn't show up, what are you going to do? Are you going to still do the workout, or are you just going to call it and do something else? If a coach isn't going to have car problems, they're coaching you online. They're not going to miss workouts like a personal trainer could. A personal trainer has car issues, gets sick, other things going on, they may miss a session. they'll probably credit you that session, but you didn't get that workout in. Whereas a coach is not, doesn't have to be there while you're doing the training. It gives you a lot more flexibility. Coaches also tend to have a lot more access to systems and tools. So they're going to have typically a software program that's going to have built-in things for habit tracking, tracking your food, giving you the workouts, showing you, demonstrating the work, all things that would happen if you had a personal trainer plus more. But the personal trainers typically, almost all of them now, are just, they just code this stuff and they write it out on a clipboard. You don't always have that clipboard with you. Whereas an online coach would be using an online system, you would be able to access your records anytime you wanted to. Finally, and this is a big one, online coaches tend to be cheaper, less expensive. With a personal trainer, like I said, you're buying hours. So I'll let you kind of do the math, but most trainers are going to charge somewhere between $75 to $100 in most places, maybe even more. Even if we went with the $75 and we say you're going to train two times or three times per week, I think you can add that up and figure out what that's going to cost per month. And online coaches tend to not charge anywhere close to that. Some on the higher end can and will, but those are the same higher end folks that you'd pay a lot more for to see in person. So they can be considerably less expensive in the long run versus buying training sessions, particularly if you want to train a lot and you want to make a lot of progress. A coach is almost always going to come out a little cheaper. So let's summarize this. Number one, it's important to know the difference between a personal trainer you'll find at your local gym and a coach, because they are very, very different. These differences can help you decide which one's best for you. You might need a person to help you do and meet a specific goal. So if you just want to get stronger, you just want to maybe just build some muscle, hiring a coach can be great. If you want to improve your performance on something specific, you can meet with a personal trainer and they can help you do that. So you can build a specific things if you have a specific goal and you want to be face-to-face, or you'd like to be face-to-face, personal trainers would probably be good for you. As far as coaches, coaches can help you focus on multiple health and fitness goals at the same time. And if you're able to train on your own without their assistance, it can save you a good bit of money. And they don't have to show up at set times. You can show up when you need to do your work. I used to like to work out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think personal trainers would love that because there's not a lot going on in the gym at that time. But again, if you can't be there when it's convenient for the trainer, it probably inconvenient for you. So just realize that if you want some flexibility in when you train and how you train, coaches are going to be the way to go. So overall, coaches are going to give you the best value and usually at a lower cost. Now, if you're ready to make a change, you should really consider training a personal trainer or a coach, because as you know, if you've listened and paid attention to the what I've done with the motivation map, a personal trainer or a coach fits into that leader slot for accountability that's extrinsic. So basically, you have extrinsic or external support and they're going to help you stay accountable. So you are going to get good results and potentially great results depending on your goals if you hire a personal trainer or a coach. So I strongly encourage you to consider hiring a personal trainer or coach. But if you're going to really pay attention to what your needs are, how you're going to be able to work with one, and then of course your budget, but find the right one. Don't just go into any old gym and say, I'll work with any old trainer. You probably won't be happy with the results. If you've got specific goals and things you want to accomplish, make sure you hire the right one. Welcome back, Raz.
Hey, Alan. I am so glad that we are getting to talk about the difference between personal trainers and coaches and the online aspect of training. When I started running decades ago, it's almost been 25 years, I didn't even know coaches existed. And I even had a gym membership at the time. And I knew that there were personal trainers in the gym, but I didn't think I could afford that or needed their support. And you know, fast forward to today, and here I am, just like you, an NASM certified personal trainer and an RRCA coach. And I've learned so much through these courses and helping others. It's just, I would totally recommend somebody find a coach, but under certain circumstances, of course. But my gosh, how things have changed over 20 years.
Well, there's a lot of tools that are available to us. I'm not saying they weren't available back then, but it wasn't much of a thing.
No,
because you could typically go to a local place and find a coach. You know, like you could go to a run, if you went to a run store, a shoe store, running store, or you went to joined a running group, there'd probably be a coach somewhere around there. Someone would know a coach. So if you sat there and said, look, I want to PR my marathon, there's a coach probably in your town that could help you train for that and do that.
For sure.
And so, you know, you can hire them and do those things. When I wanted to get a little bit stronger for the Spartan, I hired Dave at the local Anytime Fitness. And he was just excited because most of the people would come in and say, you know, I want to lose weight. And, you know, he's like, okay, so we're just going to move. And I came in and said, I want to get really strong. and he's like, cool. So I was his first strength client at that gym because no one else came in and said, I just want to get strong. Now, advantages of having Dave is when you put 1,300 pounds on a leg press, that's a lot of plates and it takes a little bit of time. So I could be doing my hack squats while he and I were loading the sled for me to, to basically do leg press. And then he was there, you know, to spot me on the heavier squats and things like that. But he knew as well as I knew that I knew as much about lifting as he did. In fact, I introduced him to some things that he didn't know because it just wasn't stuff they talk about in school. You know, school is very, this very academic, here's a muscle, here's the formulas, here's the, you know, so he knew the formulas and he, so he would know, okay, if you can do a certain weight for 10 reps, then you should be able to do a certain other weight for your one rep max. I didn't fit his formula very well, especially when you tried to play it backwards. So my one rep max, has no way I could do the 10, but they'd measure me at 10 and then my one rep max would be a lot more than that. And he, you know, he'd come in and say, I just got this new chart. And he says, you know, you're in the 99th percentile of strength for men your age. And I'm like, well, of course I am. It's what I do. But you know, it was really cool to hire him and have him there. We had really interesting conversations because, you know, we had stuff in common. And so when I want to do something in particular, I'll hire a trainer to, you know, if I can get one like locally, I would do it. But, I, you know, and that was, again, my big, big problem. I was traveling so much that I just, I couldn't do it. When I first trying to get myself in shape, I couldn't. I was just traveling too much.
Right.
And by the time I got to working with Dave, I was more in control of my schedule. So I could just tell him, okay, here's a 4-week period of time that I'm not traveling. Let's go make it happen. And then I'd go travel for a couple of weeks and come back and say, okay, let's hit it again. And so that's what I was able to do. So if you like working with people face to face and you kind of like that camaraderie of just being able to chit chat for that hour, but just realize they're selling you that hour.
Right.
And that's all they have to sell you. And if you say, okay, well, I'm going on a cruise for 2 weeks and I want a program I can do in the boat, they'll sell you a program. They absolutely will. But they're not going to have you messaging them. They're not going to write you additional programs and stuff like that because that's outside the scope of what they do. They sell you that hour. And if they have car trouble and they don't show up, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, that was the thing I had was they've had my programming and it was on a little clipboard, but I knew what the programming was. I typically knew about what weight he was going to probably put me on the next time based on what he had done in the past. So if he showed up a little late, I already had the weight loaded and I was already doing my workout before he even walked in the door. Because I wasn't going to miss my hour. You know, I was going to get my workout in. Are you going to do that? Is that, are you the type of person that would do the work without them being there? You know, but sometimes he had to miss. And you know, I didn't miss many of mine, but if I needed to, I would have. And he had a policy for it and you could cancel. But what I found with online coaches is that they're always available pretty much. I mean, it's all asynchronous, so they don't have to be in the room with you. If you want to work out at 4 o'clock in the morning, cool. You know, Dave slipped up because he had me on the 6 o'clock slot. And then he asked me, he said, I've got another woman that wants to come in and be strength coach, wants to train. He's like, I'm so excited, but she really needs that 6 o'clock slot. And he says, would you be willing to come in at a different time? I'm like, okay, well, what are we talking about? He said 5 o'clock. And as soon as it came out of his mouth, I said, yep.
Nice.
he didn't want to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. I can tell you that for sure. He was not even 30 years old at the time. But at the same time, I was like, that worked out great for me because then I get my whole workout done and I can go home and then deal with other stuff. So, you know, a lot of times I would wake up, I'd already be up in the morning because I would typically get up at 4:30. Then I'll do a little bit of stuff and then I'd go do my lifts. So this was even better. But again, they have to be there if that's where you're meeting with. But I can work out when I have an online coach, I can do what I need to do whenever it suits me.
That's the best. Yeah.
It is because, you know, like I think about here, I'm at Lula's, and if Tammy's not here, I have to take care of Lula's.
Right.
But if I tried to have a trainer, it would work out. Mornings would work out really well for me. Unless I had to deal with Lula's, and then those days be like, I'm sorry, coach. For those 2 or 3 weeks, I can't, you know? Right. So, you know, if your schedule's not set and it's harder, than an online coach might be a better bet for you.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the best part. Having and being an online coach is having that flexibility to squeeze the workouts in your crazy schedule. I work a lot with moms with kids who have school responsibilities and people who travel for work. And so it gets crazy. Yeah, that's the best part of having an online coach. And there's still a ton of accountability, even though we don't see each other face to face and you don't see a lot of your clients face to face. We're there. You know, if they have a question, they can text or email or even call, and we're there with answers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I use Facebook Messenger. I use text message for my premium clients. And that we're talking every day. Send me videos of your exercise area and I'll write you a program. Send me pictures of your food and we can talk about your choices and if there were better options available. We're able to do all of that. But I would say before you hire either one, you just need to make sure that they're a fit for you and what your goals are. So, you know, in this episode, I talked a lot about what their benefits and their pros and cons were, but the reality is you're still dealing with a person. And that's so find a person that you get along with, that you know you're going to trust, is going to take care of you, and that has the skills that you're looking for. Because some people will just say, well, this is how I did it, so that's how you're going to do it, right? Not necessarily. That may not work for you. What worked for them may not work for you. And it took me a little while to figure that out even myself.
Right.
The way I manage to do things won't be the way that you necessarily need to do things. And all those extra certifications and all those years of doing it and all those conversations on the podcast, I've learned so much about how unique each and every one of us is. So you've got to find the coach that's or personal trainer that's best for you based on what your goals, objectives, and needs are.
Absolutely. There's a personality fit and then there's the skill set fit. And yeah, there's so many of us out there, and I'm sure that you could find a trainer that suits your needs and your schedule and your interests.
Yeah. All right. Well, Raz, I will talk to you soon.
Great. Take care, Alan.
You too.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, take a moment to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And if you would, please leave us a rating and review on your podcast player of choice. Next time on the 40 Plus Fitness podcast, we meet Dr. Mary Claire Haver and discuss her book, The New Menopause, Navigating Your Path Through Hormonal Change with Purpose, Power, and Facts. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.